Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
Paul the Apostle, here in Colossians chapter 3, has been speaking about all these old aspects and practices of our pre-redeemed life. And he speaks of these things, speaking of sexual sin and purity and the such. And he says in verse 6 of chapter 3, he says, God's terrible anger was on those who do such things. He said, you used to do them when your life was still part of the world, but now it's a time to cast them off, throw them away, all those rotten garments of anger, hatred, cursing, and dirty language. Now, to get back into the original text here, Paul says in verse 8, but now you must put them all away, anger, wrath, malice, slander, shameful speaking out of your mouth. You see, Paul's words to cast off and throw away, he speaks of these rotten garments of sin, and he speaks of them in terms that can also be translated, lay aside the old self and put on the new one. That's important to us today because Paul, in this passage, is appealing to the commitment of the believer, one that they had, one that they had made back in their baptism, back in their salvation. He urged them now to remain true to their confession of faith. They were to cast off the old life. They were now to, as baptism does, put on the new life given to us by Christ and guided now by the Holy Spirit. So Paul, he'd been speaking concerning what was our past, what should be our past, our time in which we lived in and for the world. Now he's calling us to put to death those things which are contrary to Christ, put to death the things that are contrary to a holy walk in him. And he uses this language that we find here that's quite graphic, and certainly we can understand the picture he's presenting here. He speaks of our old man, the old us. So we're told here that if the old man is dead, well, then we need to stop wearing his clothes. Because his clothes, well, they're the attributes, the qualities, the ungodly traits of that old man, traits of the old life that we had without Christ. Paul is saying that if the man be new, then let the clothes also be new. And this really breathes new meaning into that old saying, the clothes make the man. But actually, for us, we would probably rather say the man makes the clothes. Let me ask you today, what man is actually living in you? I mean, are you comfortable in the old clothes of your past? The old clothes of the life you said you left behind? Because, hey, these questions, they're very important. It's an important self-test of where we are in Christ. Or moreover, where we are out of Christ. Look, if I am a new man, the old clothes are something I'm just not any longer comfortable in. They are something I long rather to get rid of, out of my life. But if I do that, am I ready now to put on the clothes of the new man? The clothes, the attributes, the qualities of one Jesus Christ. Again, he says in our text, put them all away. And that's that language that can be compared to just simply taking off of clothes. Therefore, we have really more of that practical application here because Christianity has to be more than merely a concept, more than just an intellectual nugget, if you will. You see, that position can only be held in ignorance of Scripture if that's where we're throwing on the brakes. In the text here, he uses several examples. He says anger. Well, that anger in the original, that's a stewing type of anger. That's a kind of a bitterness and type deep down kind of anger. Then he says wrath. Well, that's on the other side. That's a blow up kind of anger. Then he says malice. Malice is a word we don't use a lot, but what it means is a vicious character, a intentional violence. Then he uses slander. I think we still know what that one is. That's evil speaking. That's speaking lies toward others or about others, and certainly toward and about God. Shameful speaking. Well, that's foul language. It's so powerful in our day. So here Paul lays out some practical, and he's going to dig down even further into this as we go on in the days to come.
That was A Daily Devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit believerstogether.com.